Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 81 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Moorhead City Council called a special meeting for tomorrow.
Pension costs are rising.
Fazoli's Freedom Fest in Moorhead is coming up.
Floyd County rescue crews worked to sharpen their skills during a training course last weekend.
In sports, the Cincinnati Reds head to Los Angeles tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, some clouds, lows around 63 degrees. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 89 degrees. On Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows around 67. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs near 90. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows around 68 degrees. On Friday, mostly sunny skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 92. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lows around 69. And Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 89 degrees.
The Moorhead City Council will hold a special meeting tomorrow morning to conduct a work session and set future goals. The City Council held a public forum earlier this month to gather information from the community and hear concerns and needs. At the special meeting, the Council will discuss recreation, city planning and building, and community partners. Mayor Laura White Brown says her main goal is to promote open communication between the council and the community for better planning and guidance.
My goal is to meet with each department head, and see what their individual needs and goals are so that council and myself can have a big picture idea of what each area feels is most important to be working on.
The council will meet in the Laughlin Health Building's second floor conference room at 9 a.m.
With the Pension Oversight Board meeting in Frankfurt this week, regional universities and quasi-governmental agencies are bracing for a new fiscal year with nearly double the pension cost. Beginning on July 1st, agencies will have to pay 84 cents on the dollar for state worker pension costs. That's up 35 cents per dollar from last year. President Dr. Jay Morgan says Moorhead State University officials are waiting to approve its next budget in hopes of a special session.
We had to put in the increase, which she mentioned started out as a number of about 3.2, 3.3 projected. We got that significantly down. All that pension increase of 84% is in the budget recommendation.
Morgan said the 2019-20 budget currently includes the increased cost. A special session to vote on the governor's proposed pension plan has not yet been called. The new cost goes into effect on Monday.
With just a week away, Moorhead's annual Independence Day festivities are said to be the biggest they have ever been. That's the word from the director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. Tony Pence says he's worked to grow Fazoli's Freedom Fest year to year for a couple of reasons. It brings a lot of life to downtown and is a major economic boost to the city.
We figure somewhere between 10 and 12,000 people will be here in town that day. Most every restaurant in the city is slammed for hours. You stand in line to eat because it's just the heaviest, I think, commerce day in our downtown, even on the north side of the year. You'd be challenged to find a busier day or an evening in our community, I think.
Main Street will begin to close down at noon on Wednesday. The first event of the day will be the Great Paper Airplane Contest, set for 2 o'clock at the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum. Food and music will be getting underway in the meantime, with the fireworks display concluding the event at 9:30.
A local hemp lab has received international accreditation for consistently delivering accurate test results. Fowler Environmental Services is preparing for an influx of hemp as the harvest approaches. The Versailles-based lab routinely tests for two things: the amount of CPD the product contains, which should be high, and the amount of THC, which should not exceed 0.3%. Nancy Fouser is the president of the lab. She tells LEX18 the amount of THC in hemp is ordinarily not a problem.
Hemp naturally does not have that much, and so you don't want to have any kind of product that's mixed or so on and so forth.
As of right now, the Fouser lab is the only lab in Kentucky to have received this accreditation.
First responders perfected their swift water rescue skills in Floyd County this weekend as severe weather approaches. WYMT reports the rescue teams participated in a three-day training course and taught life-saving techniques in Prestonsburg. Nick Potter with the Pikeville Fire Department says those intense situations can be stressful, but with enough training, they can feel confident while keeping Eastern Kentuckians safe.
Well, in an active water rescue situation, it is a high-stress environment. And any tool we can add to our toolbox, we add it. As first responders, we need to train to remain calm and use the best common sense to mitigate whatever task is in front of us.
Many who participated in the class told WYMT it is important to keep not only a possible victim safe, but keeping the first responders out of life-threatening situations as well.
In an effort to make downtown Pikeville a more attractive destination, the Pikeville Main Street program is launching new incentives for existing and potential businesses. Applicants can receive benefits from the City of Pikeville and the Main Street program. Director Minta Trimble tells Mountaintop Media they hope to grow the downtown area.
The City of Pikeville, and with a partnership with the Pikeville Main Street program, has some new incentives. We're looking for new businesses and ways to help our existing businesses. So if you are like ready to start a new business or grow your business, we have several different kinds of incentives that could help you.
The incentives include grant and loan programs, as well as design support, tax breaks, and rent subsidies.
A Prestonsburg woman's push for a city ordinance to protect pets from being left in a hot vehicle is gaining traction. WYMT reports Sheena Maynard operates Loose Place for Pets. She says she'd like to see the city put fines in place for people who leave their pets in a hot car, since the state doesn't have any laws in place regarding the issue.
This law, if passed, would keep animals from suffering. As much as I want to travel with my dogs and take them cool places, putting them in harm's way is not being a good owner. Inside of a car, it only takes about 6 minutes for a dog to die from heat exhaustion. It's a big step for the community.
When asked about the possibility of implementing fines, Prestonsburg Mayor Les Stapleton says he thinks it's a great idea.
Tick season is in full swing in Kentucky. With all the rain this season, the tick population is expected to be much higher than average. Doctors with Baptist Health in Lexington have already seen several cases of unsuspected Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease, both being tick-borne illnesses. Dr. Ryan Stanton is an emergency room physician with Baptist Health. He tells WKYT removing the tick properly is important.
The key is to be perpendicular to the skin in the exact angle that the tick is embedded in your skin in order to pull that out.
Ticks that are removed from the skin within 24 hours have little chance of tick-borne illnesses, but any removed within 48 hours should be monitored closely.
An Ohio community is spreading a message in hopes of protecting children from harm. After three Ohio children died in separate incidents of abuse at the hands of a mother's boyfriend, Lucas County Children's Services in Ohio took action to confront the problem head-on. They launched a campaign to educate men who live with a girlfriend and her children about proper parenting. Mercy Health, local police departments, and other community partners are passing out informational pamphlets to families. Director of Social Services Donna Seed believes their efforts contributed to a drop in abuse cases.
We also did a lot of work as well when we were intervening in families with mothers to say, be cautious who you're bringing into your home because you're putting everyone at risk possibly in that situation.
According to federal research, children living with their mother and her boyfriend are 11 times more likely to experience abuse than children living with their married biological parents. These kids also are more likely to face physical, emotional, or educational neglect.
Former University of Kentucky student Haley Duvall pled guilty in federal court yesterday to charges of terroristic threatening and filing a false police report. Duvall called WKYT in November 2018, claiming to see bomb threats on the social media platform Snapchat. She also told a reporter she didn't believe authorities could trace the threats back to the person responsible. Duvall was later arrested for the post. WKYT reports she could face up to 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. She is expected to be sentenced on October 7th.
A man from Floyd County has now been missing for more than a month. Mountaintop Media reports 42-year-old Adam McCoy left his home in Edmonton after an alleged fight with his wife, and he hasn't been seen since. Family members say McCoy typically returns to the Floyd County area frequently to visit family, but they haven't heard from him either. McCoy was last seen driving a 1984 GMC black and gray truck with a license plate number 251YZC. Anyone with any information as to Adam's whereabouts is asked to contact the Metcalf County Sheriff's Office. Now taking a quick look at sports, the Cincinnati Reds will be in Los Angeles tonight to begin a two-game stint with the Angels. Cincy most recently split their series with the Brewers, losing the final game Sunday 7-5. The Reds had seen their bullpen get pretty stretched after 10 straight days of games. Luckily, manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio the team will actually have 2 days off this week to get back on track.
Some of the guys that we used over this last week or so didn't pitch today. Now they get another off day tomorrow. So we're in good shape, especially with these two off days coming up this week.
First pitch tonight is set for 10:07 in L.A. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell, led by sharp declines in tech stocks after comments from top Federal Reserve officials cooled investor optimism around a potential rate cut next month. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 179.32 at 26,548.22. The S&P 500 was down 27.97 at 2917.38, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 120.98 at 7884.72. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank is assessing whether current economic uncertainties call for lower rates. Powell noted the Fed will take a wait-and-see approach, given how rapid recent economic changes have been. The central bank also believes U.S. inflation will return to 2%, albeit at a slower pace than expected. Also, James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, poured cold water over the idea of a half-point rate cut prior to Chairman Powell's remarks, as Bullard said that he felt like a 50-basis-point move would be overdone. Market expectations going into the July Fed meeting are high, as currently the expectations are at 100% in terms of the anticipation of a Fed rate cut, according to the CME Group's Fed Watch tool. Bullard and Powell's comments added to the session's negative sentiment earlier today, which was sparked by the weakest consumer confidence reading in more than 1.5 years, as the conference board said that consumer confidence fell to 121.5, and this was, of course, the lowest level since September 2017. Treasury yields fell to their lows of the day upon that news being released, with the 10-year rate dipping back below 2%. Investors are anxiously awaiting a meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this week. The meeting between Trump and Xi will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders since trade talks broke down in May. In corporate news, AbbVie agreed to buy Botox maker Allergan for $63 billion in cash and stock, and the announcement sent Allergan shares soaring 26%, while AbbVie's shares slid 15%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 4 cents, finishing at $57.86 a barrel. Gold continued its run as the precious metal was up 0.6% at $1,426.50 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a quiet day with the Stock 600 index down only 0.1%. Asia was fairly negative with the Nikkei down 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.7%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down 26 cents at 52.04, CSX down $1.43 at 76.09, Marathon Petroleum down 18 cents at 51.42, Walmart down 52 cents at 110.72, Valvoline up 2 cents at 18.94, and PPL Energy was down 17 cents to finish at 31.41. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.